From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Media outlets are reporting U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions had conversations with Russia's ambassador during the presidential campaign season last year. Sessions, a supporter of Trump during the presidential campaign, did not disclose his communications with Russia's ambassador during his confirmation hearing in January. The Associated Press says a Justice Department spokeswoman late Wednesday night defended Sessions by saying he did not give a misleading answer when asked if anyone affiliated with the campaign had contact with Russia. Some Democrats are already calling on Sessions to recuse himself and do not participate in the Justice Department ongoing probe into Russia's involvement in the presidential election. A top U.S. commander in Iraq says Russian and Syrian aircraft mistakenly bombed members of U.S.-backed Syrian forces near the Syrian town of Al-Bab. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend told reporters via teleconference from Baghdad Wednesday that the bombing on Tuesday inflicted casualties on the Syrian Arab Coalition, a force that has been battling Islamic State fighters.
They had seen ISIS move out of the area in advance of the, as the regime and the Turks advanced. The ISIS fighters withdrew and the Arab Coalition fighters advanced into those villages.
Townsend told reporters that he believed the Russians and Syrians had thought that the villages were held by Islamic State forces. The Russian Ministry of Defense, however, denied that any Russian or Syrian airplanes had attacked the U.S.-backed forces. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.